What's that?
When Nora Penick applied for a bank loan to buy a $2,700 chocolate fountain for her fledgling catering business,
they showed me the door. So
Penick had declared bankruptcy after running up $250,000 in medical bills for open heart surgery.
They don't look at the person. They don't look at the human factor. All they look at is the numbers.
Penick's only alternative would have been to borrow money on a credit card, in her case at a staggering 29% interest. But now she and other prospective borrowers can appeal directly to the public, all thanks to the Internet.
On Prosper.com, borrowers post listings of the loans they want and why, along with their credit scores and the interest they're willing to pay. Anonymous individuals then make offers to the borrowers they like, stating how much they're willing to lend and at what rate. Prosper's CEO says it's a lot like eBay, but for money.
If you leave this to people, they'll do better than institutions can.
Jane Boone is one of hundreds of lenders on Prosper.com. She's already made 140 loans worth $22,000 at an average interest rate of 22%.
I'm also very partial to sort of the quirky business needing a little help.
But Boone knows lending on Prosper is risky business.
There's no assurance you'll get repaid.
None whatsoever.
Certified financial planner David Mendels calls it closer to gambling than investing.
If I walked up to you on the street and I said, here's a copy of my credit rating, would you like to lend me $10,000? Chances are I'd have a hard time getting any money out of you.
Even Nora concedes it's a giant leap of faith.
You're asking money from absolute strangers.
But now she has the money for her chocolate fountain at 15% interest. Betsy Stark, ABC News, New York.